You heard that new drama going around? Yeah, most popular kid in school. Yeah, I heard things went pretty bad there. What the hell's going on?
I'd say this school has some explaining to do, wouldn't you? If it's all true.
King of the school, huh? I wonder if he's really all that. Probably a playboy like they say.
Maybe the worst playboy on campus. Well, except for me, of course. This college seems to be going in the expected direction.
So that's where you went, Davidson. You miss me? Aw, what's with the sour expression? Come on, baby. Really? Something wrong, huh? You gonna tell me or am I gonna have to kiss it out of you? What the hell? If I didn't know any better, Davidson, I'd say you're getting feisty with me.
Shortcake?
Hey, Shortcake, where are you going? Finally caught up with you. You mind telling me what the hell's going on here? Come on. You might as well talk to me. I'm not gonna give up, even if you say you hate me. If I don't know why. What do you mean I know why? Is this one of those rumors going around about me? Just don't fucking pay attention to them, to be honest with you. The only thing I pay attention to is you. What the hell? Davidson, that's serious. You think I haven't been faithful, huh? You think I'm just some kind of playboy to play with your heart? Right now. I wish I could fucking show you. Shortcake. I know I can't. But still. Guess I'll have to take my time with this one. Let's talk about it. Don't even want to. Where's your so-called evidence, eh? No. There's no fucking way. No way. It looks just like... Baby, I don't understand who did this, but fuck, that kind of pisses me off. Well, it's obviously photoshopped, right? Unless I'm sleepwalking and talking to hotties here and there. You seem a little feisty with all this, a little pissed off, but I'm kind of grateful, if I'm being honest. Shows you're fucking into me. But what I don't like is that you chose to believe those rumors instead of coming to ask me. Where's the faith, Davidson? Where's the faith that your man is faithful? You think I'm just some mano or something? No way. And ignore that text. What, you want to see it? We'll read it together. Look at you getting jealous of an I love you from my mom,
Davidson.
But we have to get to the bottom of this, don't we? We have to figure out exactly why you're so insecure about us. I must not have been giving you enough love. God, it makes me wanna put it all on the line for you. So, Shortcake, instead of believing silly rumors, believe this. Yeah, I fucking stole that kid. And I stole it and I'm proud.
Davidson.
Just like I'll be proud to steal the next and the next and the... Ooh, all that does is fuel me. If you really want some time, you should say. I never force myself to be over the top. I just do what comes naturally. And since you're my love, my shortcake, I just go a little over the top, baby. Never seemed to bother you before. You really think I'd cheat on you, huh? You think that I would cheat on the best thing that's ever happened to me? You think I'm exaggerating, huh? Ooh, I can't wait to prove you wrong. Hey now, you keep that attitude up, Davidson, and I'll just have to be that much more stern about my innocence. If I was playing around, I'd tell it to your face, you know. I'm not shy about those things.
But you too, Vitan.
You're different. You've always been different to me. And it's not one of those fancy words. I know how it could sound that way, considering my reputation, but don't pretty boys always get that bad boy draw? Something like that. Either way, Shoikang, we got involved. And for better or worse, I got serious about you.
You probably don't understand it because this is something we never really had to discuss. We were going at it casually, but then we got feelings. And well, Shoikang, I got it real down bad for you. And right now, I'm getting pissed off because my Davidson is downing. Not pissed off for that reason. Pissed off because I want to show you, slowly, how wrong you are. Oh, and I'm getting jealous right now. Jealous they got your belief and I didn't. What do I need to do to change that, huh? What do I need to do to make you mine all over again? Don't give me that look. It's a cute look, don't get me wrong, Davidson. But I've seen it all before. It's not the same with you. No. What I want from you is something different. I want you to know the truth for the satisfaction, the trust, because I want this to work. I don't just want you to be another notch on a bedpost, no. I want you to be something that stays there a lot longer. Like a beautiful little mark. Beauty mark, yeah, something like that. That way, it stays there for the rest of forever. No getting rid of it, just like what you've done on my heart. Or should I put it the more carnal way? Nobody makes me feel so much. So, Tibetan, don't make me pick on you until you believe me. Just believe me, or else I'm gonna start getting real jealous. Toxic me? No, no. You got me all wrong. I just believe the truth will set us free, and the truth will have my arms around you and me kissing that cute neck of yours. You gonna stop me or not, Davidson? Don't give me that. You know, it's all affection, and you didn't slap me this time, so must be doing something right.
So, baby, you want to tell me all about it? What's got you feeling like that? So it's the picture after all, huh? You think because I'm a good looker that I'll just go play around? Trust me, it's flattering. But, Davidson, look at me. Yeah, don't look away. I don't want to see you looking away. Don't look at anything else. You stare right into my eyes like this. You're so cute. Hey, don't look away. Just because I tease a little doesn't mean I didn't have something good to say. I'm only in this for you. I could date everyone on this campus, maybe. Every man, woman, and non-binary friend. Why? Why would I do something like that? Shoikang, you're short-selling yourself if you think you're not better than all of them for me. You're the only one I think about in this light. And that's saying something considering I've got a hell of a... an attitude with all that. Look, I could be a man, huh? I could. I really could. But you showed me there's something a little nicer than that. Toning things down, Tibitan. Sometimes life isn't about eating every fruit. It's about finding that perfect balance. I don't want to be a glutton. I just want to be me. So, take it or leave it. You believe in me yet? Or Shoikang, am I going to have to carve that belief on your lips? Maybe leave a few love marks, hickeys, you name it. I could mark you up as my own, and you could do the math when you see nobody else has those marks. Baby, I don't beat around the bush with us, and you shouldn't either. Tell me if you doubt me, Davy-chan. I look too happy about it. Now, in reality, I'm jealous as hell that you'd believe them over me, that you'd believe some cheap photoshopping. But still even then, I don't blame you. I want to clear up every misunderstanding, so the only thing you're understanding by the end of it is the taste of my lips, what it feels like to be closer to me than anyone. Come on, shortcake. You know you want to be mine. And that's never changed, has it? Not even slightly. You've always given me your best. And of course, it's been mutual. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd probably be hitting it up with someone half-heartedly like I used to. So, Davy-chan? Do I say it too much? Well, doesn't matter, baby. Doesn't matter at all. Because the point is clear. You're mine. Got it? What a cute expression. Let it all sink in there. And also, while we're at it, let's take care of those doubts, shall we? No, not this time. That's right. I don't mess around. You should realize by now, it doesn't matter who gets in between us, because they're nothing. Nothing. There's no one ever who could steal your place, and you'd have to be so, so damn silly to have missed that. Shall I, Kate? Look at me. Look at me, baby. That's right. I want you and you alone. How does that make you feel? Your heart racing yet? Or maybe my hands trailing across your back? My teeth trailing across your neck? Or maybe my voice rumbling in your ear, driving you crazy? And I want to drive you crazy. I want to be all that you think about, baby. I want you to be mine where you melt into my arms. Where everybody else just seems like second rate. Yeah. And anyone who looks at you, well, I want to rough them up just for that. Anyone that steals your breath, makes you talk to them, I get jealous then. And if you think I have the capacity to get so jealous without actually feeling so possessive, you gotta be crazy, baby. You gotta be crazy not to feel this jealousy. Because it's right in front of you, Davy-chan. And I just think you'd have to be crazy not to realize I'm all kinds of obsessed with you. Doesn't it show? Oh, come on. You're not looking hard enough then. Hey, why don't you look right here? That's right, these eyes. Never break. They never stop staring back at you. Because baby, just like what I'm gonna tell you, just like when we first met, what I'm gonna do right now, I'm gonna steal a kiss from you. First, my hands right over the back of your head. I'm gonna growl in your ear. I'm gonna tell you everything you wanna hear. Or fuck it. Maybe I won't do things by the book. Maybe I'll just kiss you right now. Get it all done and over with. No, I want to savor it, Davy-chan. I want to savor every noise you make. Every single time you look at me. The the way he tense up is so cute. The way that when I get right in your ear, you don't know what to feel, do you? You feel a little embarrassed, a little crazy. Maybe your mind goes blank. Whatever it is, I wouldn't trade these reactions, these moments, this passion that we have for anything. Because as much as people want to belittle us, as much as people want to try and say they know us, or especially me, I ain't no playboy. Nah, just for you, baby. If I'm a playboy for someone, it's only ever gonna be you. And maybe you like that kind of thing. I'm a little crazy, but you never minded my crazy before, so I guess I'll just take that as this is the new status quo, right? This is what you expect from a mere man, isn't it? Yeah? Then why don't you, I don't know, give me a sign right now. I don't want to have to guess with how your feelings are, but I do have a pretty good idea. Maybe a little startled, maybe a little shook, maybe a little madly in love with me. Oh, don't hold back, baby. Oh, yeah. See? It's easy. Even something so simple as holding you, wrapping these big strong arms around you, growling in your ear that you're mine. That's just a casual day with us, right? Come on, baby. You should know better. You know what you got involved with when you started dating me, so don't be surprised when I'm a possessive, immature fuck about it. Because, well, I want you. And that's all the justification you'll ever get out of me. I want you. I need you. I love you. Something I never thought I'd fucking say to anyone, you know. And right now, Tsivitsun, I want you to think of nothing but me. From your toes to your brain to every inch of that perfect body of yours. I want everything there is to offer that you've got. And I want to share everything I've got. We're living in the prime of our lives, and I don't want to ever go out of it. So I'm going to live like there's no tomorrow every single today. And I don't care if people want to say that that makes me some kind of man-o. Because they can suck it. What? Like my confidence yet? You should, Tibitan. It's contagious, isn't it? Getting a little more confident in those fakes, or confident in me. Doesn't matter which, because at the end of the day, you're gonna be mine. I know it. What's the matter, huh? Can't get enough of me? Tibitan. You're cute like this. But the kind of cute that I don't want to share. The kind of cute that I want to keep locked away in my arms. That I don't want anyone getting to see. And maybe that's too far. Nah, shortcake, I know it is. But I can have those unhealthy tendencies and still be a good guy and know when to draw the line. Because I respect you. Believe it or not. And if you said you were over with me, then, well, guess I gotta accept that, but I'm gonna be real with you. It'd break my heart. It'd break my heart like nothing ever could. Because you are anything but my first love. You're my one love. Believe it or not, I never really loved anyone else that I've slept with, that I've been with. It was just what I thought was what I needed to do. I actually got a pretty toxic taste of that. Pressuring. Things like that. Because of my looks. Don't worry your cute little head about it. I'm over it. The pain. Being rushed into things I wasn't ready for. Nah. It's all gone now. Thanks to someone healing it. You know, cute little shortcake. just bite-sized enough that I always want another kiss. Keep going back. I guess I got a sweet tooth. But just between me and you, everything is between me and you. Nothing is more important than that. Because I don't know how to live for the future. I don't know how to live for the past. I just know how to live in this moment. And I know what I feel. And I trust my feelings. Call it instinct, call it a man's desire, but whatever I am not a cheater, and you won't go thinking I am. No matter what this is, whether you decide you're through with me or not, I'm not gonna let you believe that, because I would never disrespect you like that, never let you go like that. If I lose you, I want it to be fair and square, and sure, I might not always play fair. Who fucking cares? I try my best with it, don't I? Davidson, I'm serious about you. For all my teasing, for every moment that I might have wasted, I want there to be 9 more times that I spend with you, that I don't waste, that I never waste. Because the last thing I want to do is waste away. The last thing I want to do is let you go away. Hey, baby. Do I seem desperate? I probably do. Maybe it's because of the timing of all that. It all came at the worst time for me, mentally. Because I was just about to do something I've never done for anybody. Just for you. Yeah. Kind of a big deal, huh? Don't worry, Shortcake. I won't let this stop us. No. So long as you're okay with it, of course. I can't force you to do anything, and I'd never do it. But if you'll give me a chance to explain, I did have something cooked up for today. It's a shame all this landed at an inopportune time, but when's the good time? Always in the moment. Never say I'll do it tomorrow what she can do today. That's what I've always said. Isn't that go-getter attitude what attracted you to me in the first place? Yeah. You don't gotta be shy about that either. I mean, come on. You being shy? Not sure I can handle that. Every time you are, drives me wild, but getting back on topic, I didn't know how to do this, because nobody ever does this for me. Nobody ever tried to in those past shitty little relationships. It was all about the touch, the taste. And sure, I've got a love for things like that, but only when there's love. Passion's so much different. Davidson. I never felt more alive than when I touch you, when I hold you in my arms, when I hear your voice, when I know that I've made you stiffen up, when I know that I've made your heart race. That's what makes me feel alive. Not those fake asses. The ones who thought it was all about the feeling, all about the moment. Sure, life's all about the moment. When you lose yourself in that moment, and there isn't love, it's a scary place. It almost scared me away from ever having touch again. Ever having kisses, ever having hugs. I would have been completely to myself, not the confident man you met. Guess you were kind of a big deal. You got through to me somehow. I don't know why. Can't really tell you, because I'd have to know myself, you know? And right now, Davidson, there's a lot that I just can't put into words, but I figure this right here might help for putting it into the feelings rather than words. Yeah. It's ringing. And probably not as serious of a ring as you were thinking, because I wanted a crane game, I'm not gonna lie. It's because because I won in that crane game, actually, that I got the idea, the courage. I made a bet with myself, actually. When I was at that arcade, I figured I'd try, and if I happened to get it, I made a promise that I'd give you this as a promise ring. Doesn't have to mean anything in particular, but I guess what better time than this, right? Shortcake, this is my proof to you that I'm faithful, that I want you, that I love you, that everything I said from start to finish was 100% my feelings. I am crazy about you. I only wish I could word it better. I only wish the feelings didn't make me so nervous. Yeah, notice my shaky hands here. It's not exactly something I ever thought I'd be doing for anyone. Because love was ruined for me early. But you didn't just put a band-aid over that and say it's good as new. You took the time with me to understand my pain, understand my hesitancy. You gave me a new lease on everything. You made me feel again where I closed myself up like a turtle in its shell. Davidson, that's special to me. And you're special to me. So fuck the rumors. Fuck what they're gonna say. I don't care what kind of lies. I don't care what kind of things, what kind of reputation, anything. As long as I can make you mine, it's all worth it, baby. It's all worth it. I couldn't care less if a single one of these fuckers thinks they can bully us, thinks they can push us in a way that doesn't want to be done. No, we'll stand our own ground. And this is my promise. I ain't going anywhere. That's right, Shortcake. You're absolutely fucking right. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't. But at the same time, I'm trying. If I didn't, I could never go to sleep and sleep soundly at night. I'd stay up thinking about, damn, what if I had done things with all my heart? And I would regret it, and I would wait, and I'd hesitate until tomorrow, and how many tomorrows would I miss that you wouldn't be in my arms? That's not the kind of life I want. That's not the kind of romance I want. I want one that's everything. Honestly, fuck the expectations. Fuck anyone who doesn't understand it. Because I'm not doing this for them. I'm doing this for you. Damn it, son. Baby. Shortcake. All I've ever wanted was someone like you. Takes the time to understand me more than just the rumors, more than just what people want to see, more than just my looks. I know, looks are a double-edged sword. When you're as gorgeous as me, there's always someone trying to get you to slip up. There's always someone jealous. There's always someone hateful, but I didn't ask to be this way. I didn't ask to be who I am. But I'm proud of it anyways. Fuck 'em. I don't care anymore what anyone thinks. Because right now I'm laying it all on the table for you to decide. Without that noise, without the crowd, without the rumors. Because I ain't got time for that. But I've got a hell of a lot of time for you. So, Shortcake, do you feel my words, do they make you feel something? I know I said it in a roundabout way, but I got nervous. Yeah, I know, me, nervous, but giving a promise ring is more frightful, believe it or not, than kissing you. More frightful than holding you close, carrying you back to my place. Every instance of touch and love, that's all second nature, but only because you helped me through it. This is foreign. This is getting into my feelings, and I'm insecure sometimes, just like anyone else. just like you. I know. It happens. To the best of us, no matter how confident we are. Moments we falter, things we're not good at, it doesn't matter. Because I'm telling you, I accept you for everything. And I guess what I'm asking is, can you accept me for all of my faults? For all the things I can't give you, or the things that I don't know if I can? Am I still a decent boyfriend? Well, I'll take that as halfway decent. Seems like I did something to make you smile like that. And you put on the ring, so I'll consider it that I'm not a complete failure here at expressing myself. Right? Well, if that's the case, then we're going back to my place right now. No, you know exactly why. What? Calls for a celebration, doesn't it?
David-san?
I couldn't leave you disappointed, sad, anything from the rumors, so we have to override those feelings with new feelings, such as kissing, maybe sweet words, kind words, maybe something more, something substantial. I don't care what it is, even if it's just cooking you a meal, laying in bed with you, watching the stars tonight. I want it all. I don't just want one thing. Oh yeah, just think about it. I could put on our little itinerary to go walking at sunset by the beach, but sounds good on paper, but at the end of the day, why make a plan for it? Why make an itinerary at all? If we want to do it, we fucking do it right now. We don't stop ourselves. We don't limit ourselves, and we don't hold back. Sound good? Shortcake? Well said. Did you forget that I'm still kind of a geek, despite my looks? I like the science of it. But I think my favorite newfound science that I want to come up with is the science of attraction right now. Doesn't matter. Because right now, my quarks, my atoms, every little cell in my body wants you. Oh, come on. You gotta give me credit for trying. No, it wasn't that good. But I'd be nothing if I didn't try. Miss every shot you don't take, right? And I'm not gonna miss a shot with you. I just wanna kiss you. And hold you. And make every dream, good and evil, come true for you. Maybe it's just my synapses firing at a million times a minute. But it doesn't matter if it's just cells and electricity. Because brain or heart, I'm madly in love with you. And I don't need any science to prove that. Baby gal, all I need is you, with me, right here, right now. On that same vein of not really being able to handle this kind of thing, I thought maybe today, instead of just sex, why don't I just kiss you all over? What happens, happens, and shortcake. We both get more than we could ever bargain for of each other. want to take my time and just appreciate you. Make it more than sex, more than love. I want it to be the appreciation of your body with using my own. Oh, yeah. I love you. And I'm promised to you. So, Davidson, won't you let me spoil you even more? Won't you let me make you mine? Won't you let me take every worry away? Your skin tastes so much better every time I taste you. And those breaths you take every time you squirm everything, I live for it. I live for every single detail of you. Shortcake. I live for the sound of your voice escaping. Those breathy moans. I want them to moan my name right on your lips like that. I want to hear you lost to the pleasure of touch. Passion. I don't just want this to be making love or anything. In fact, I kind of want to challenge us, Davidson. I want to see how much we can touch each other and resist. How much we can enjoy just the sweaty, brilliant appreciation rubbing against each other's body. Of not holding back and never stopping. Because sex is great. But you are better, Shy Gang. You're the girl of my dreams. I don't just want you to see me or hear me, baby. I want you to feel something. I want you to feel like you'd never feel with anyone else. And I want this romance we have going. Oh, fuck, I want it so bad. Because I want you. I've always craved you. Always wanted more. Every touch in the right place. Every passionate thought. Groan and moan. It's all for you, baby. It's all for my Davidson. That's all I wanted, you know. You to admit that you're in love with me. The same way I had to admit it to you. Cause half-hearted feelings, they're not good enough for me anymore. I settled for that in the past, but I'll never, ever settle for it with us. You see, baby, I don't just want to make love to you. I want to feel love with you. I want to feel you caving into me. I want to rely on you and show you every vulnerability I've got. I want you to ache because I make you ache. I want you to feel because we're both feeling so much. I want everyone to be so fucking jealous of the love we have. A love that doesn't even need that kind of stuff to be hot and steamy and passionate and loving. I don't want it to just be one thing or the other, baby. I want us to get the best of everything. You're my shortcake, and I want a treat every day. I want to be your man, but I want to be more than your man. Now, the only way I'm gonna do that, Davidson, I wonder, maybe by worshipping every inch of that body, telling you how gorgeous you are. I wonder, what's the most sexy thing I can do right now?
Davidson.
That's right. As long as you're focused on me, I don't care what I have to do. I don't care what happens next. As long as I get to feel it, experience it with you, that's everything to me. Squirm for me. It's so sexy. So sexy. Baby, from head to toe, you're the sexiest thing in the world, and you make me ache. You make me throb. You make my whole body go on fire. But I don't just want to focus on how hard you make me. But of course, I'll tell you that too. But I want to focus on how you make my heart race. Now you make my skin crawl with excitement. Now you make the breaths come faster. And every single second I get more and more into you. Baby, that's what I'm talking about. Arch that back for me, baby. Arch that back for me. You like when I tease you like this, Davidson? But you know it's never gonna be teasing as these feelings for you. Oh, your touch makes me feel so good, so liberated, so valid. Does my touch make you feel it too? I know we're just rubbing against each other. We're just a kissing mess, but... Can you feel my carnal desires brushing up against your eyes? Yeah. Davidson, I want you and I need you, and I'm never gonna be satisfied like a hungry beast to his last meal. I'm gonna have you every day of the week. Relax, darling. I want my sweetheart, my beautiful, wonderful, perfect, my Davidson, to be happy and feel it everywhere. The love, the passion, every single one of my kisses. I want it to go beyond sexual. Davidson, I want it to be only a feeling we can share, and that everyone else envies it. Because frankly, I don't want you in any other way than the way you want to give it to me. Every single way is valid. Every single sort is valid. Davidson. How much I want you and how much I'm holding back. It really resonates with me. Doesn't it for you too? You like having me crazy about you. You like the more that I get closer, the more I take my time, the more I lose my mind for you. Lose your mind with me and wonder what that naughty little brain is thinking. What's the matter, naughty girl? Wanna share with me? Oh, yeah. When I kiss, and rub all over your body. It just makes me all the more happy that it's you I fell in love with, Debutant. I realized there's never too good or too bad of a time to fall really in love with someone that really deserves it. Oh, and you deserve it so well. Fuck. Maybe I should give you a tongue bath while I'm at it. Ah, yeah. Sorry. I just needed to take a moment, because I'm so happy to feel so comfortable with you doing something I never thought I would. After having touch ruined for me, I never thought it'd be this effortless, David Dunn. I'm so happy. So happy I get to do this with you. I don't need much, but I want it all. I want to spoil you. I want that mind of yours to race with thoughts of me. I want every ounce of your being to be caving into every single touch, and like, God, feelings are so overwhelming sometimes. You know, Shortcake? I think of them and then I'm like, wow, can't believe I'm living my dreams right now. When it's you here, I realized it only takes a little while before I reach where dreams are made out of. I realized that your lips was that place all along. That's right, your hair was vulnerable. So I think it's only fair that a vulnerable man gets to tease your vulnerable spot.
Suits you, doesn't it, David Chun? Just for you.
David. Just like here. Mine. Here too. There's no easy way. When you got so much feelings for someone, there's bound to be risk. You have to risk it to have a chance with them, right? And you're my one exception. Well, I'll risk it all, baby. High stakes every day. I'll learn nothing with you. That's everything to me. Because you're everything to me, you know that? I love you so much. Be mine. And just as sure as we had these promise rings, I'll promise to love you forever. So don't leave me behind, okay? That's right, Davidson. It's a contractually binding agreement. Now I'm just fucking with you. Shortcake, I trust you to be with me without needing any contracts or strings attached. That's right. Best deal you've ever had, right?